Welcome, everybody. Happy hump day to each and every one of you here in the state of Wisconsin and beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. As the shutdown drags on, I think it would behoove us all to remind ourselves who is responsible here. Take a listen.
Of the responsibility if indeed there is a shutdown of our government.
Well, if you say who gets fired, it always has to be the top. I mean, problems start from the top and they have to get solved from the top, and the president's the leader and he's got to get everybody in a room and he's got to lead. You know, the interesting thing is in 25 years and 50 years and 100 years from now, when the government is, you know, they talk about the government shutdown, they're going to be talking about the president of the United States. Who was the president at that time? Mm-hmm. They're not going to be talking who the head of the House was, the head of the Senate, who's running things in Washington. So I really think the pressure is on the president.
Again, just so that we all know who's responsible. But thank God Speaker Mike Johnson is on the case. He's brought House Republicans back and is going to formally gavel in the House because he's got a strategy to negotiate in good faith with Democrats, bring everybody together, and make sure that Americans have access to affordable health care. No, he doesn't. In fact, he told everybody yesterday that he has no strategy whatsoever. Take a listen.
I don't have any strategy, Manu. I'm doing the right thing, the clearly obvious thing, the traditional thing. That's exactly what Chuck Schumer voted for in March of this year and gave impassioned speeches was the right and only thing.
Let's be clear, Mike. Circumstances have changed since the last time in this very same administration, Democrats did vote for a continuing resolution, much to the ire of many Americans and certainly their base. The change in circumstances, Speaker Johnson, in case you forgot, is that you all pushed the big, brutal bill. You have championed the brutalization of working Americans, families that work hard but still end up living on the edge in favor of what? Tax breaks for mega corporations, billionaires and hundred millionaires, the folks with names on buildings, trust funds that will feed their families without an hour, minute, or seconds worth of work into the future and beyond. That is what's going on. That's the difference between what happened earlier this year and Democrats' very principled, very specific objection today to continuing to fund a government. I haven't even got into the utter lawlessness and disrespect for court orders that the Trump administration is engaging in on a very much daily basis. I haven't even gotten into the fact that Donald Trump is exercising warlike powers, which his deputy chief of staff claims are plenary, unlimited, uncheckable powers to kill citizens of other nations and international waters without the presentation of evidence or the hearing of that evidence because they're criminals, not enemy combatants. I haven't even talked about the fact that Donald Trump just declares that there are uprisings and rebellions that are actually protests and is deploying our National Guard as if he were a king. All of this is going on, of course. And Republicans, not only in the big brutal bill, not only through the billionaire-led DOGE cuts, slash and burn, they haven't been able to prove that they've saved a penny of taxpayer money, not only are those things hurting real Americans, not only are federal workers not getting paid, which apparently Donald Trump is going to condition back pay on whether or not a federal worker is a Democrat or not, and how he would figure that out, and why that's okay to litmus test federal employees who are just doing their jobs. Again, not particularly constitutional. But on top of all of this terribleness, which Mike Johnson doesn't seem to grapple with on a daily basis, anybody else think he reminds you of Ralphie from A Christmas Story? A little bit? I don't know. All of that terribleness is happening, and this is going on. The gutting of critical federal agencies, these mass layoffs, again, targeting Democrats or Democrat programs, according to the president. And I want you to take a moment as I describe these layoffs and the crippling of these various departments and divisions within these executive branch agencies, I want you to try to discern a theme here, okay? So I'm going to describe them. And you and I, let's engage together and let's try to determine what the common thread here. Why is it these departments, these programs, these divisions that are having their staffs fired, which is not required, which is solely the purview of the White House? Why is it these programs? Let's learn together here. The Education Department's Office for Civil Rights. This follows, again, mass layoffs earlier this year led by Elon Musk, the billionaire overlord of apparently all of America. The Office of Civil Rights in the Education Department has now closed 7 of 12 regional offices, and the remaining attorneys apparently have caseloads exceeding 300. As of this summer, the office had a backlog of 25,000 cases. My God. In the Education Department, the office that is devoted to improving academic achievement for K through 12 students through grant programs. What possibly could be the point there? Also in the Education Department, employees overseeing the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, a $15 billion special education program, they were just fired. Employees overseeing funding for charter schools. I thought Republicans loved charter schools. Yeah, they're getting fired right now by the White House. Employees within the Education Department that ensure states and school districts follow existing federal law and how they expend federal dollars, including, again, big surprise here, workers that operate the Office of Special Education Programs. Almost all of those people have been fired. Republicans don't have kids with special needs that need IEPs? Okay, so that's Education Department. How about DHHS, the Department of Health and Human Services? They have effectively shut down through these White House-led firings right now, the office within HHS that distributed funding to high-poverty communities to combat disease and communicable infections. More than half of the dismissals, as we learned about coming off of the Midnight Massacre this past Friday, almost half of the dismissals relating to staffers working on measles response and the Ebola outbreak, they were reversed, but just half of them. You might want to know, how is that measles outbreak in the United States going? Well, we have 1,500 confirmed cases of measles across 42 states. This is a 500% increase over last year. This is the highest rate of measles infection that this country has seen in 30 years. But, you know, this they only fired half of the people working on that at the CDC. Other people straight out fired, they didn't bring them back because of some coding error, were workers at the HHS with top secret clearance responsible for monitoring, protecting the U.S. from biological, chemical, and nuclear threats. Well, that makes good sense. Now, just this Sunday, Margaret Brennan asked Vice President Vance about the error that was made at the CDC. Okay? And I think it would be interesting to listen to the Vice President explain, gee whiz, if you're firing thousands, and the estimates are now well over 4,000 federal employees fired just right now by the White House during the shutdown. And you're getting some of this wrong. Like, shouldn't you maybe think about what you're doing? Listen to this exchange.
CBS did confirm on Saturday that the Trump administration went and rescinded some of the layoffs of hundreds of CDC scientists who were mistakenly laid off on Friday and then told Saturday that's not the case. But some of them were involved with the federal measles response. Some of them were involved with the response on Ebola. How does a mistake like this happened? Did the White House even talk to the CDC?
It happened because Chuck Schumer shut down the government, and we're trying to make sure that essential services still function in the face of that shutdown.
But that was a White House decision to lay off these individuals. You heard the president talking about that. That wasn't Chuck Schumer's decision. I understand your broader point on the negotiations, but the layoffs came from the president and the White House.
Well, what But my point is, Margaret, that we have to do layoffs because we have to preserve necessary resources to do the most critical things that
the
government does.
What a liar, liar, pants on fire. But, Margaret, yeah, the two things have nothing to do with one another, you nitwit. I'm so sick of these guys getting on the air and lying. Democrats didn't fire workers when Republicans didn't vote for continuing resolutions. This isn't required. And by the way, it's beside the point. Even if it is required, and you're doing this to preserve essential services, gee whiz, JD, I would sure as heck think that those that combat measles outbreaks, those that are responsible for monitoring and protecting the U.S. from biological, chemical, and nuclear threats, that these might be, you know, essential services. That we want people in the Office of Special Education to make sure that whether a family is Democrat, Republican, Independent, or I never, ever, ever watch the news, that their child gets the services that are guaranteed to that child under federal law. But that's not essential to this president, this presidency, or his vice president, or the MAGA Speaker of the House, who has, quote, no strategy to bring this shutdown to a close. And again, folks, I want us to be thinking very big picture here. What is the theme amongst all of these firings? Okay, now let me move on to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD. Here's who's been fired. People investigate claims of discrimination and abuse of residents in the Office of Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity. Employees of the Office of Public and Indian Housing, including those who conduct inspections and ensure the quality and safety of federally supported housing. The Office of Community Planning and Development, which distributes billions of dollars to fund affordable housing. We don't need more affordable housing here. Yep. I think it's polling at like 90%. Every single American's like, you know what? We need less affordable. No. That's not what's going on. I'd say that's pretty essential, JD. How about just the employees that monitor incoming requests from the public about their federal housing? Those people have been fired. Attorneys that are combating discrimination in federal housing subsidized locations, they've been fired. The EPA, those with specialized experience in monitoring environmental hazards. Employees who help reduce waste from recycling and composting. Those that regulate waste management and hazardous waste cleanup. Not essential. Oh, and at the Treasury, all workers at a federal program that subsidizes small banks in rural poor communities called the Community Development Financial Institutions Fund. Yeah, all those folks got fired. What's the theme here? We discuss that when we come back on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.